is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own. The views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Baja Retreat and Spa, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Everybody Wins, Grand Bahama News, Marcos Pizza, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation live and in full effect on this absolutely beautiful Christmas Eve. Just a day before. I know that I said I'm going to be here yesterday. Me following behind C.A. Nuri, listening to him say he's going to be the last show today. I know I read the email, right? But I think it's for next week, right? So I'm here live and in full effect. Grateful to be in your company, traveling with you as you go out and about. As your children call and say, I want this, I want that. As your woman calls and say, I want this, I want that. As your husband festers and sit in this kind of a position or hope to God that you remember what he say. Because if he say it now, then he knows that if he asks for one thing, you will ask for five. He will leave that alone and catch you on the other side. Amen. So we're going to be able to do that, guys. Enjoy your Christmas holidays out there. Drive safely wherever you're out and about. And being able to move around the city and make some things happen. Got to shout out my good decent AFS insurance agents and brokers. They got everything available for you. Make sure you check them out. They're on Blue Hill Road South. Remember, you know, in the midst of all this selling and spelling and doing all these particular things, you got to get your insurance taken care of. 3411-AFS. 3411-AFS. Make sure you get yourself prepared to step over in 2025. Get your insurance and everything taken care of, because I'm thinking to myself, as this year was the year of exposure, next year has to be the year of accountability. I mean, just let's talk about it. Let's just talk about these things, and you're going to be held accountable for those things. So make sure you get your car insured and moving in the right direction to make those things happen. Guys, it is an absolutely gorgeous day. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at Baja Retreat Spa. Baja Retreat Spa understands that purchasing a gift for someone should be a source of confidence, not anxiety. Give the gift of a spa. When you purchase a Baja Retreat Spa gift certificate, it makes the perfect gift for anyone. Our spa is designed to help you look and feel your best. Baja Retreat has an amazing team of friendly and skilled professionals. We provide a variety of spa treatments using safe and organic ingredients. We have special spa packages available starting at as low as $154. Dollars. Can't beat that thing. Everyone loves Baja Retreat. You can visit Baja Retreat Spa on East Bay Street opposite Scotiabank, or give them a call today at 323-6711. That's 323-6711, or WhatsApp them at 544-1855. Or even better, purchase an instant gift certificate online at www.baharetreat.com. That's BAHARETREAT.com. Baja Retreat, all one word, .com. Make sure you go check them out. Guys, remember I told you, this thing could last 365 days, so you ain't got to worry about it. You're not going to have to be in this kind of a position to try to figure out, oh, Lord, when I'm going to use that thing. Yeah, you could plan to use it at a particular time. you know, there's a cycle that I think a lot of us kind of go through. Every time we get to a particular time of year, from we were children, there is, I don't know whether or not you call it anxiety, this kind of nostalgic feeling, this this sort of an expectation, but, you know, sometimes you get stressed out, right? You know, for those kids in college, it may be exam times, right? For those adults, it may be, you know, review time, right? When the car gives out, all these particular things happen. These things happen, man. So go and get your thing, and you can be able to get your massage, your spa. You can get all these particular things done. Your therapy, in terms of being able to keep yourself up and really jubilant and moving, making those things happen. So, guys, give them a call. Like I said, 323-6711, 323-6711, or 544-1855. That's Baja Retreat Spa, East Bay Street. Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. It is a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company to talk about these things. Sarkis, CCA hiding behind bankruptcy. Former developer vows to take all steps to enforce rights. This is information in the paper. We know that Sarkis is an absolute fighter, and he will fight tooth and nails to the death from a legal standpoint and in any other way he needs to ensure that he finds his rights coming to the forefront. So I think CCA is in for a fight, and it's peculiar. I won't talk about these things, but no, I was waiting for a professional. I had a lawyer to be able to sit with me, and we're going to see whether or not he can be able to do that in the new year, or maybe just before the new year. Maybe in the new year, we're talking. Right? So it says, Global Role disappointed in a TUC leader's adversarial stance. The Minister of Labor and Public Service, Pia Glover-Roll, said yesterday that she's disappointed but not pleased by the recent comments about the TUC President Obi Ferguson, adding that his adversarial stance is at odds with positive feedback the government received at the recent meeting with the union leaders. It's peculiar that she used the word adversarial stance. I feel like it's strategic, right? How can you be adverse to these particular things now when you've already signed an agreement with the PLP before we were the government of the Bahamas? I thought we had a very clear understanding. How can you oppose these particular things that we're putting forward as a government when you yourself band together with whoever you could to come to sign an agreement with us before we was even the government of the Bahamas? In so many ways, you've already given us kudos. You've already given us the green light. And so now, as time dwindles down, you think you can be able to jump onto this thing? The devil is a liar. We will reject you like we've rejected others. I can't blame Pia for her position. How can you be adverse to these things now? How can you be an adversary when you were an ally? For such a long time, quiet as a church mouse, when issues continue to be able to bubble to the forefront in this country to ensure that we can be able to put out small fires. You never advocated for your people. Now you have an adversarial stance. I agree with her 100%. Let's talk about these particular things. Pintide wants a probe into CCA consultancy contract and says central bank project economic expansion will moderate in December. We can be able to talk about that. Children home ed accused of molesting teen. Oh, Jesus God almighty. Children's homes had accused of molesting teen wards. Something going on in this city, guys. I don't know if, whether or not you feel it. I don't know whether or not you have a hedge of protection around you that these spiritual implications don't necessarily find themselves at your doorsteps, but something's going on in this city. And I think it's been brewing for a long time. And I'm not just talking about the murder, the death, the violence, the domestic abuse, the sexual abuse, and all these particular things. I'm talking about those persons who do their best to stay away from these things. It's finding those persons. Let's read a little piece of this thing and let's see exactly what's up. So it says, the head of the Elizabeth Estate Children's Home on Monday remanded that he molested a ward of the state. Prosecutors allege that Ray Nairn, 60 years old, the facility's administrator, indecently assaulted and had unlawful sexual intercourse with a 17-year-old girl who lives at the government-run facility on December 16th, 2024. Nan faces a second allegation of indecent assault, with prosecutors alleging that the crime spanned between January and June. 6 months. Wow. It says that he's also accused of cruelty to children. That, mother's sick. That charge stems from allegations that Nairn gave the girl alcoholic beverages on January 12th, causing injury to her health. Since Nairn will face trial in the Supreme Court, he is not required to plead to the charges that stood before Senior Magistrate Aniska Isaacs. Ah, man. Nairn's wife, sister, and brother were at court to show their support. However, the magistrate asked them to leave when the charges... But what they leave for? They just can read it in the paper? What's the difference? You might as well stay in the court and hear. You're standing strong with your husband, all these particular things. Yeah, let him know. Let him know the allegations levied against him. Come on. And so it says bail was denied because the magistrate lacked jurisdiction to consider bail on the unlawful sexual intercourse allegations. The matter has been adjourned to March 12, 2025 for the presentation of voluntary bill of indictment. My God. Something's happening in the city, guys. I don't know whether or not you could feel that there is a break. There is a breach and some things are happening. I can't put my finger on it. I just can't put my finger on it. I know that I can feel it. I can articulate it. I don't know how to be able to speak what I can be able to feel. It's still murky, but I want to be able to talk. I say to you that I could feel that there's a spiritual thing that's happening out here. And I don't know why. I feel like these things have actually bubbled to the surface before we're stepping over to 2025, almost as though this year isn't done with us as yet. And I don't want to make any Christmas gifts, but I want you to do this because I want all of us to be, you know, vigilant. Is that the word, right? I need you to be diligent. I need you to be alert. I need you to be present in your understanding of how things are moving. I read a story a few days back where a gentleman was shot. He was shot when he was chilling out on the beach. That's one of the things that Bahamians do. I think that that's our, you know, our God-given right as Bahamians. We should get to go on the beach and just relax in the cool breeze and sometimes catch ourselves. I know that that was that was a space for a long time for me. I would go on the beach, I'd take a little walk, go down by the rock, sit down there, pray. Maybe sometimes you drop asleep under a tree or something like that, far off in the distance. And this is what I would do in Grand Bahama, right? You know, when the world is on your shoulder, especially us as men, when we're dealing with whatever we're dealing with, these are some of the things that actually, we're looking for an escape. Not necessarily, we're not looking for a sabbatical, we're not looking to run away, but we just need a breather. We just need to be able to catch ourselves. And I read the story where this guy, I think I was on Eyewitness News, this guy was chilling on the beach. He just was relaxing on the beach, and he got shot. I sent it to my wife because a little earlier that morning, I was sitting out on the beach on... Arawaki, by the Western Esplanade, right there in the front there where all the tourists come and whatnot, watching the ships come in, go out, so forth and so on. I just sat for a little while, just sat. And I said, well, you can't even sit down no more. I see one of my good friends getting dressed and going out and whatnot, trying to be able to celebrate this kind of a festive season moving about. And I quietly think to myself, where the hell are you going? In my mind, I think that. Because I don't see there to be a space where there is safety and an opportunity for serenity. Now, they may exist. I don't know about it. For security, for safety, for serenity. For us. I'm not talking about the 58 doors that you have to go through to be able to get to on the checkpoints that you have to go to get to one of these major hotels and so forth. I'm talking about Over the Hill. The Over the Hill that doesn't really exist anymore, but nonetheless, the Over the Hill, the traditional concept and idea that exists, that existed. Where can we go that's safe? I want to be able to talk about that, guys. I want you guys to join me in conversation. If you're not too far off in being able to do those things and you want to join me, I'd love you to do so. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Let's take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
Nassau, and you have a big appetite. BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich plus four chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite, and at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
The Grand Bahama Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GBA Representative Cavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
It's a special time, and you deserve the best. Come into Baja and let's de-stress. We'll pamper you and make you feel safe. Get you a nice spa day.
Contact us at 323-6711 or visit us online at www.baharetreat.com.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till He
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. We are here live and in full effect on this beautiful, beautiful, on this beautiful Tuesday, December 24th, 2024. I have to laugh. I'm looking through the papers and Dwight, on A7, you have Rush Hour with Dazzy the Demi and Howard Grant. Weekdays from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'm sure, I'm absolutely sure that this was a misprint, right? I'm going to go fight you. But it's in the papers. We can be able to do that, guys. I'd love you to join me in conversation. Give somebody a shout out. Say happy birthday. I'm sorry, Merry Christmas to someone. If you want to be able to give those sort of accolades and shower those persons with the season's greetings, I'd love you to be able to do so. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or you can 796. That's right here on the text. It says, Howard, you Freeport people have to go have it good. When you are in Nassau, you can definitely not sleep on the beach. I don't know what you did there. I'm watching you. I'm watching you very closely, okay? I'm watching you. What you mean? That Freeport people just sleep on the beach. That's what we said. Man, you all need to stop. You need to stop. I said, listen, I could sleep at anybody's house in Ibarok. I said to you that when you're going through stuff, you want sort of a breather. And I think a lot of men do that. We're looking for a breather. We're looking for a time away. A lot of guys find that at the bar, one type of bar or another. A lot of the guys find that at the bottom of a bar, a bottle, or maybe rolled up in something. But sometimes I just want to be able to breathe and stick my feet in the sand and kind of pray and see if we can navigate through these things. Sometimes it feels like it's too much for us to be able to deal with ourselves. And so you look for that opportunity to be able to go elsewhere and kind of pray. This isn't about me looking for some place to sleep. You need to stop. You need to stop it. I'm not going to fight you, though. So one of the things I hate about NASA is that even if you go to some place that's considered safe, you're still assaulted, either with vulgar music, vulgar people, or people who just don't know how to speak without every second word being a cuss word or a loaded word. I stay home and I keep my children home because that's where safety and peace is assured. My grandmother did that, or she tried to do that with us, but it didn't make sense to me. Every time I told her as a young man, I'm not by going to fish fry. Eight Bar Rock has a fish fry, right? I used to enjoy going to fish fry, right? Especially when I was done with school. Because, you know, your friends who from 8 Mile Rock went to school with you, haven't seen them for a long time. So we kind of hang up, right? And so you go to fish fry, you sit down there, you have a couple of drinks, you talk foolishness. These are your people, right? And my grandmother, she would say, oh, y'all don't go down there. I said, why? She said, you don't know. Something could happen. You could get in a fight and something could happen. I said, but Grammy, something could happen when you're walking on a plane. When you're walking on a plane to go to the United States of America, which you're looking forward to, you could slip and fall in the propeller and die. I don't know. Things could happen. Are we just going to live? This is what I'm asking her. Life exists externally. That's how I feel about it. That our responsibility as parents is to prepare our children for what they have to meet in life. My frustration with my children, if I'm going to be honest with you, if we're going to have this kind of a conversation, my frustration with them is that I don't have patience for their maturity, for them growing into themselves. I don't have the patience. I don't. I am a father that do what I say. Do what I say. And when you can't do what I say, I think it's time to go. That's just how I don't know. I don't know where that came from in me, but that's kind of a strong position. When you have an opportunity to be able to live on your own, then you'd realize that I was always trying to be able to keep you in a position that you understood that life will throw many things at you. And you have the responsibility of always being sober and looking at the thing. You know, my daddy used to say, we never went to a baseball game. We never went to one baseball game, my father and I. Never. He says, listen, when you go to a baseball game, keep your eye on the ball. I told you, when he was young, he would always give me these kind of weird Turks Island parables. I don't know. All right. He gave me this long joke one time about this guy going to the doctor and always having a sharp pain in his right eye whenever he would drink tea in the morning. Come to find out at the end of the joke, the guy had the spoon in the tea, in the cup. And he never. So I would go through all these things. And it never left me, though. It never left me. Because I had to ponder it in my spirit, trying to figure out, what in the hell is this man talking about? He says, whenever you go to a game, keep your eye on the ball. That's what I try to teach my children. Whenever you're going to college, whenever you're going to these different spaces, you want to travel, you want to do all these things, understand that there is an objective. And you have to be a defensive driver to ensure that you can keep yourself safe. You always have to drive for others and understand how to keep yourself safe. I don't think it does us any good to keep our kids at home. Who can marry your children at home? Nobody can find your children at home. You got to sell them for 5 cow. I don't know what you can do, but you're going to have to let them live. I do my best. I do my best as a parent.
And one of the things I've realized recently in 2024 is that I too need therapy. I too need counseling. After all these years, when you think you get this thing right and you go through another level of growth with you as a parent, you don't want to be a stoic, distant, shut off hermit of a parent. You want to be able to be involved and understand and mature and develop with them. But it has been difficult for me. And so I read your text. I accept your text. I understand your text. I know that there are things out there. I'm not one of those persons who are going to worry as I let my son use the car. He comes out, use the car. He comes back 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. Straight through, I'm trying to figure, oh, Lord, what happened to this boy? Oh, Lord, he didn't even text. Oh, Lord. I freaking write out. Because I know where we live. But at the same time, I also know whose I am and who's in me. And so I pray. And I say, all right, Father, let your will be done, let your kingdom come. And all these particular steps. And continue to be able to move in those areas. But I got to be able to say that, though. I got to be able to say that. And I got to be able to talk to you all like that. With these particular things. It says, is profanity and obscenity still an offense in our country? This is a text. Now you ask this to, this is not Nuri, this is Howard. I'm not going to fight you. But you actually says, is profanity and obscenity still an offense in this country? Especially when you cussing the police or cussing around the police, that's an offense you can handle. So you want to be able to do. The matter with the union and the government is that it's common for trade unionists to morph into politicians. Independence of opinion is a requirement. Not necessarily. They'll say the same thing about talk show hosts. It's a natural inclination to evolve into a politician. I don't necessarily agree with that. We've seen a lot of people who come from this space enter into politics and really do well, more specifically Obi Boscombe. He's done extremely well in this particular space and really been able to evolve and find himself in that position. However, I don't necessarily agree with that 100%. I believe that we all have the responsibility of being able to take care of ourselves and understand our responsibility to community. Our advocacy, our agitation should come from conviction. I believe that. I believe that we should always stand in our conviction. Whether or not we're on the radio, whether or not we're the head of a trade union, whether or not we are have an objective of being able to stand in a position to speak, especially conviction. And you should never allow your impatience and anxiety to put you in a position to compromise whether or not we see you in transparency, in the light of transparency anymore. And that is what's happened with the TUC. That's my personal opinion. And you could fight me till the cows come home. I don't care. You've caused me to question your commitment, your convictions, your stance, your position, the alignment with what you have done over all these years went down the drain when you saw, and you could try to play this off if you want. Oh, well, no, we sent the letter to all the political organizations and only the PLP signed. Sir, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? And why you think that that's okay? That's not okay. I'm not going to fight you. That's already spilt milk. And now we're at this juncture where you want the entire country to be able to take you serious for something that you've done, for agitation that could be transparent, that can be real, that needs to be able to be amplified and come to the forefront. But you saying it is the issue. Because you lost my trust by doing that. You've lost my trust by doing that. You're supposed to be able to understand the autonomy that exists within the confines of your union. You. Out of that, in anxiety, in impatience, in this kind of a people-pleasing concept, and now you align yourself with them. So when they go contrary, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree with Minister Pia Glover-Ro. I absolutely agree. How could you possibly take an adversarial stance? How? How? You contradicting yourself. Sir, either you with us or you with against us. How can you be adverse to what you align yourself with? You're confusing me. We're done. For me, I'm done with this. And I know you want to continue to be able to have this kind of a conversation and talk long and strong about your history. No, when you did that, you tampered with the conviction of an organization. As long as you sit at the helm. So that's me. That's me. All right, other text guys, hit me up 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. It says, yeah, this is Nassau. It seems as if when children are able to transcend beyond an adequate school system, they could still be ensnared by a sex demon trying to touch them. This is a lot. This is a text that's coming through. It's good afternoon, Howard. You are so correct about the TUC president. He is compromised and a very big hypocrite. It is hypocritical. It's hypocritical. You should step down. Now, I know I've been calling for a lot of people to step down. But my God, you know, I listened to this story the other day. Oh, Lord, where was this? I was watching on news. Oh, God. I should have really saved that story. But, you know, I watch YouTube in the night. So I watch in Fox and Friends, MSNBC, CNN, I'm watching nothing. And so I just, these things kind of just gravitate towards me and it pricks in my spirit. There was a commissioner of police, I think out of New York. I could be wrong. I don't know exactly where it was, but it was a commissioner of police and he molested a young girl. So allegations of him molesting a young girl. They didn't find out whether he molested her. The allegations of him molesting and the possibility of him molesting a young girl, the man stepped down, retired, not y'all. Y'all got to catch the man red-handed in the act. You got to take his DNA, his blood, got to make sure that's his facial recognition. Does his telephone open with the iPhone when you see him on his face? Well, that wasn't him. All these things you got to do before you decide that this is the right thing to do. Y'all don't do the right thing in this country. You expect us to just swallow vomit and deal with this foolishness. You're sitting in a position of authority. You're making all kind of money. You're taking care of your children. You're buying all kind of house. You're fixing up apartment. You got Airbnb, 6 car. I don't know, whatever you all got. You got all these things. And someone alleged that you're doing things contrary. You can't defend yourself and you refuse to step down. Every one of y'all. Every one of y'all. The only persons I could highlight with integrity is maybe a hand, 25, almost 40 years in this country. You guys have no conviction. You are afraid. You don't have a 401k. You don't have a retirement plan. So you will continue to dig down and double down and dig in to this perceived corruption. And we, as a society, got to deal with that. We got to deal with you. You are wrong. And you should leave. You are wrong. And you should leave. For Christmas. Do us that favor. For God's sake. All of you. If you have allegations levied against you. Please leave. And let's start this country over afresh. Let's be able to do that. Quick break. Gonna be right back after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth in Branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Attention Marco's Pizza lovers in Freeport and to our Cable Beach customers. We have heard you. Marco's $10 carryout, one large, one topping pizza is now available at all locations. That's right. Whether you live out east, west, central, south, or in Freeport, Marco's has you covered. Call in or order online and pick up in restaurant today. Marco's is getting bigger and better by the moment. This unbeatable deal is available for a limited time only.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night
of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in pining, merely a man, and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation, live and in full effect. The lines are open if you want to be able to do that. I saw it light up, and then it went down, and it light up, and then it went down. But if you want to give me a call, 323-622-325-4316-325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or you can hit me up, 422-4796. So he says, good day. Sound like you're calling for early election in 2025. A shakeup for all public organizations. I ain't calling for no early election. All I calling for is integrity. All I calling for is conviction. All I calling for is strength. All I calling for is transparency. All I calling for is an identification that corruption exists in this particular space and deal with it. I don't think we could eradicate thinking that we could be able to just kind of, this so intertwined and woven into who you're wrong with this. This ain't even really corrupt. This ain't really corruption. Ain't nobody dead, eh? Ain't nobody dead. This ain't bad. Come on, my little people, make the little couple dollars. That's how we see it. And all I am saying is if we identify that thing, that we start to deal with it, that we stand up as a head of an organization, a subcommittee, and identify those particular things and stand up and deal with it. Say, hey, listen, we acknowledge, we identify, and these are the steps that we're going to take to rectify this particular issue. That's all I'm not calling for an early election. Because early election can't fix that. It has to be conviction. And that kind of concept has to be continual from one government to another. Let's take a call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line. Is there a call on the line? Hey.
Hello, Howard.
Hey, that's Sparky?
Yeah, man, better buy it, man. You tell people to call you, but you don't answer the phone.
I tell you, I see it light up and then it gone and light up and gone. So I got you now. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Good morning to you.
Good morning,
good
my
morning
brother.
Good morning to you. Your family. Wish you all for the Yuletide season. Howard, yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, man. Thank you very much. Same to you and yours.
You know, Howard, we've gone through a long year, a stressful year, a lot of ups and downs. There's a lot of people out there hating. I've never seen so many people on Wolf Road looking for corned beef and grits in the morning.
Take a pause right there. I saw people on Wolf Road who work with me in the hotel. You hear me? I want you to hear me. The hotel closed down. I see people who used to work with me in various departments in the hotel now on Wolf Road by Hanshell looking for something to eat. Go ahead.
Howard, ask your producer, please, to give me a moment today. They always cut me off after 30 seconds. To give me a moment today because they allow people to talk over and over and call back. But when it comes to Sparky, you got 30 seconds to say what you got to say, and I got to make it good. Now, how would I say that to say this? Whoever I teed off this year, I apologize to them. Mm-hmm. You get where I'm coming from? Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here with you, Sparky. Go ahead.
You sometimes, we get in a little heated one. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you're like myself. You're a buck and mouth also. Mm. But I got you by one eye, the ratchet jaw also.
Okay, Sparky.
Bucket mouth and ratchet jaw king. But I want to say also the Bahamian people in this beautiful Commonwealth of the Bahama Islands, everybody knows that Sparky goes down and say, I'm a PLP. Mm-hmm. But I'm not like the other guy who is calling, giving the PLP praise for everything they do. What he name? I'm not the guy who's calling all the time. What's his name again?
I can't remember. Go ahead, though.
But you know who he is, I talk about.
Yeah, I know. I know you're talking about.
Antoine.
I see. I wasn't going to say that.
No matter what people do, Antoine is God bless TLP. 1 year he was all bad. Our Prime Minister Perry Christie, now brave. Excuse me. Whatever the case may be, this is still the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. This is for all of us. Not the famous friends, families, and lovers. I've had things done for me sometimes by both parties in my years of voting, by FNMs and PLPs. Mm-hmm. And I thank them who helped me when I was down and out sometimes. But now, in this day and time, the world has changed. Mm-hmm. Right before, they used to say, ZNS was changing right before your very eyes. The world has changed right before our very eyes, and people are leaving countries, going to other countries for a better way of life. Like our brothers to the south, sisters to the south from Jamaica, Cuba, especially Haiti, they got 11 million people in Haiti. We don't even have half people in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. But millions of people from Haiti are headed towards our shores for a better way of life. I understand why they're leaving. But if we keep going at the rate we're going, they already said there's more of them here than us. Mm-hmm. Before we know it, our people will be trying to build boats to get to Florida just like them. Because they are overflowing us. The guy come here in the middle of the night on a rickety boat with shark-infested bad water, lying on South Beach right by the Bahamas Defense Force base, running the bush. Next morning, he uptown, making billet of shanty town. 3 weeks later, he's riding around with a bicycle, a lawnmower, a cutlass, a rake, and a weed whacker, mm-hmm. and into business. While our young men come out of school with a D average, want to sit on the wall, drink a Guinness, smoke a doggone spliff, have a doggone $300 Nike tennis, have on jeans, a white shirt, and a Miami Dolphin hat. And then he gonna rob you and me and your wife when we come home from trying to make a dollar. Mm. And the PFP can't see this happening. Now we got policemen, defense force officers, locked up in the United States and Canada for money laundering, selling drugs, selling marijuana.
Allegedly. Go ahead.
And you're trying to tell me our leaders don't know what's going on? That's a downright lie. They need to come to us and stop us. Some telling us they do an investigation. We need to know what's going on. We tired of the investigation. Would never come to an end.
Never.
We've been having investigative inquiry.
And they ain't finished yet.
When the bishop of the Anglican Church, Dr. Gomez, said he was so hurt as a Bahamian, was spending 7 times more money than the Bahamian people was paying him. Mm. 7 times more money. You're already a millionaire. Your family living like kings and queens. And you're spending 7 times more money than me and my family getting ready to pay you, and your children going off to private schools, and we can hardly get our children to go to R.M. Bailey.
Sparky, that's 1 o'clock. I'm calling again. That's no problem. Today's Christmas. Merry Christmas. So we're going to be able to talk about those things when we get back. We're going to be able to have a good other side. You know, you can give me a call and continue to be able to chime in. As you go out there to do your last-minute shopping, go down there to R.M. Bailey Park and all these things. I see the people saying last night, yell then, break DHL from bringing in things from the States. Go down by R.M. Bailey, pick up 1 or 2 things to be able to get to the kids, all right? Let's see if we can do something. Take a quick break. Garth is here with me when we get back after this.
Oh, Well, happy, happy holidays to all of those persons out there being able to celebrate during this festive season. I pray that the Father continues to watch over you. This is Howard Grant from the Foundation. Just wanted to extend a happy holidays to you and yours from me and mine. We hope for all the best during this season and many, many more. Enjoy yourself and have a great time from the Foundation and all of us here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Well, Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like crows. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe, well, help to make the season bright. With their eyes all aglow, we'll find Eve tonight. Never, ever they didn't know it, they know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas to you guys, wherever you are. You know, everybody got a different reason for the season. Everybody likes to place emphasis on this sort of an idea that this is the reason for the season. This morning I heard that kids are the reason for the season. I've always heard that Jesus is the reason for the season. And that kind of love that's been diminished in our society, I believe even in the midst of the capitalist mind that constructed this concept and idea, and the darkness, the desire to be able to cause a significant spending in the last quarter before the year ends, whatever happens, however it happened, I believe that it is the divine will for us to be able to revive and emulate and exalt our society, that community that's been diminished in our society. I really do believe that that's the reason for the season. So hug someone's neck, greet them, buy somebody a coffee or a tea or whatever the case may be. This morning I buy a chocolate. My girl, I see in a little while, she say, how about my Christmas gift? I want this right here, chocolate. I say, no problem, I buy the chocolate. Chocolate's like $15. Say, hold on, wait. You really need this chocolate, baby? I'm not going to fight him, man. Merry Christmas to all you guys out there. I hope that you're doing good. In the studio with me is none other than Garth Roseboro. His foot short today. He was a little late, but I'm grateful that he's here with us. People, Merry Christmas.
Man, I had to put some special water on my skin today. I had to really, really bathe. You know, this is end of the year bath.
It's Christmas.
Yeah, you got to get a special
bath. It's Christmas
time. You can't just come out the house with a regular bath. You got to put some extra stuff on your body.
Epsom salt.
You got to make sure you smell really, really good. You don't want a bunch of cologne and people can smell your cologne all through the store. You just want to smell fresh, like really, really fresh. And, you know, the end of the year, you made it through. Thanks be to the creator of the universe, the heavens and the earth. For those people who are still surviving, those who have lost loved ones this year, we know that this Christmas will be empty without them. But we still give thanks all the same. For those people who have had, we are hoping that you will have a better year next year. This year has been somewhat challenging, Howard Grant. A whole lot of health concerns this year. I don't know if you recognize that in terms of diseases. You know, those diseases like kidney disease and cancer has been a big one this year. High blood pressure. And I think some people have had like diabetes. I mean, this year has been horrible in that regard. And I just want people to, as they enjoy their Christmas meal, their New Year meal, that they keep in mind to also eat healthy, Howard Grant, and put on their agenda that you're going to exercise a little bit more next year. You know, you're going to be more conscious about your body. You people complain all the time at Princess Margaret Hospital. You don't want to go there. But the way some of y'all eat, you can end up there in very short order, unfortunately. So as you enjoy all that delicious food, that's, everybody can't cook either, Howard. Remember we talk about that, how with VAT on food and the cost of food, you can't get no more Hellman's mayonnaise. You got to get that no brand one. Well,
you got to make a better choice.
I don't want you to use your landlord money or your mortgage money, or try at least stretch the money to where you can get some Hellman's mayonnaise.
The landlord better show up early. He should have been there 2 days ago.
I've been on the case. I actually already started evicting some people for the new year. I mean, I give you the month of January, but Jesus, I got to pay my bills too.
I can evict the people before
Christmas. I let them stay. I let them stay till the end of January, for Christmas and January. Okay. But I got to let you go for Valentine. I got to buy some of them chocolate, but you're talking about $15 chocolate. I'm going to buy some of them too.
Expensive chocolate.
But Howard, I want to just...
aphrodisiac, that's too much.
Yeah, people don't know it. Howard doesn't have to have me here, but I enjoy sitting with my friend. We have great discussions on and off the air. The Guardian family, Dwight Strawn and his staff, along with the other Guardians. Through their blessing, I've had my own show this year, Remark, and people just, they're enjoying it. I'm surprised everywhere I go, they remember you, Howard. They say, oh, you're the guy who'll be with Howard. I know that voice. But people have said, man, I put down football to listen to you on a Sunday. So I said, my God. I'm just appreciative of the
Miami
support.
Dolphins,
but they must see Dolphin fans. They must see no they can lose. Well, you're disgusting, man. Oh, gosh, you're disgusting.
Go ahead.
But you know, when people say things like that to you, it really makes you feel as if you're making a contribution. So this is not all about being a celebrity. I just want people to understand this is not a PLP FNM thing or a third-party thing. Really and truly, the best gift you can give us, I think, at the foundation and our Remark is an open mind. Just take all of that preconceived notions, what your grammy told you, your mummy told you. Let all of that go. Open your mind, and let's see if we can have a better conversation in 2025 in terms of moving the country forward the way it should. Because right now, it's deplorable. I'm not satisfied at all. As a matter of fact, yesterday I said, Howard, three people definitely is holding up the progress of this country. Three people.
Let me hear the three people.
Well, there's only three names politically that we speak about. It's either Philip Brave Davis, Michael Pintard, or Lincoln Bain. That's what you're hearing every day. And if we are caught up
in... How Lincoln Bain getting this?
Because what I'm saying is that we have to look at the whole. We can't just decide what the whole looks like. Even if it's the minor part of the whole idea is that this is what the conversation on the street. But these three names in a celebrity form, yeah, people are saying, I'm going to give my future, I want to give my country into the mind and management or leadership of these
the
people.
The Westminster system only have two parts to a whole.
I agree with you, but once again...
Phantom whole.
Once again... Even in an illusion, the people still have the energy absorbed. So I'm saying to you, if you're going to move the country forward, here's how I'm thinking. Okay, let me put it to Howard this way. I'm going to challenge Howard. And I listened to Howard's comment about his children and their whole idea of maturing and having a difficult time with that. The same way...
Me.
You said
not
that earlier
them.
In the show. Yeah, I know. But
they mature in the way that they are.
Grammy had the same problem when he told him vote PLP or move at my house. That's the same type of talk. But we can get back to that. I ain't going to hit you on that. You know, I got to fight you. But what I'm saying is that, Howard Grant, I said it yesterday, and I'll be crucified for it. I said if Chester Cooper was the lead of the PLP, it would be a different PLP. Am I right or wrong?
You're 100% right.
I'm right.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So that means that Brave Davis then, in his now performance that is not satisfactory to me.
That's why Chester Cooper can't be there.
There's a possibility that it may have been better if Chester Cooper was the leader.
Be the leader of the PLP in his state.
Okay, good.
You got to let me break this down.
Yeah, I just want to finish what I'm saying, though.
Okay, go ahead.
If Michael Pintard, Shannon Dawn Cartwright, and Dwayne Sands was not in the leadership of the FNM, I guarantee you it would have been a better or different FNM.
No.
No?
No. You, that you can't get better.
I just said it would be a different, and for me, a better.
Okay, so let me...
I don't feel that they're solid enough yet.
You waking me up now.
Yeah, and then so I'm just going to say, with Lincoln Bain, that even though he is a strong man and he's honored for the things that he does, if... based on what people are saying on the street, if he was not the leader and he had a stronger or more positive leader, they might have had a different present situation in terms of COI. That's all I'm simply saying. Those three people alone, to me, is impeding the progress of what politics can look like in 2026, 2027, and beyond.
Let me take it one step at a time.
Now, first and foremost, microphone is all yours.
Well, first and foremost, you put Chester Cooper in a position of leadership. That is absolutely impossible. With a 70-year organization that is a PLP, Chester Cooper has years to be... Okay, my grandmother used to have this washing machine.
I accept you.
Watch me.
But
My grandmother used to have this washing machine years ago, right? It used to have the washer, you put the clothes in it, so forth and so on. Then it had this manual wringer.
Yeah, I remember.
Rolls,
I
used to put my hand in it. It break my cousin's hand one time, right?
Oh, jeez.
It was rude, little bad, little germ. We can try some
things. That's some little circle ones, yeah.
You take it out and you put it to the wringer.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, listen.
I remember those.
Chester Cooper has to go through the political wringer of the PLP. He has to go through that. He has to be able to divorce himself of any of the convictions and ideas that he has as an individual businessman, separate and apart, and what he's built is to be a part of the PLP in the helm of leadership. Why?
Which is sad.
No.
It's sad.
It's a traditional organization that requires you to be able to hold steadfast to the traditions of the organization.
But isn't that what the same master, Messiah, Jesus in the Bible was telling you? Away with your friggin' traditions?
Yeah, but this is not that.
It's got to be that.
This is Catholicism.
Yeah, but it got to be that.
The PLP is Catholicism. This new age concept that you're talking about, non-denominational, choose as you will, come as you are concept, that don't exist in the PLP.
Because it needs to exist.
No.
Why not?
You have to eradicate the PLP entirely. It has to be an implosion for that to happen.
The PLP is the government of the Bahamas.
The PLP have stalwart members who have socks older than you and I.
I ain't liking how with you today. He ain't working with me.
I ain't working against you.
You fighting me.
The PLP have stalwart members. The fella tell me, Howard.
Can the average person see that the progress that Chester Cooper has made in Exuma alone, what he has done privately in his own organization, what he's now doing in terms of his...
Chester Cooper done nothing in Exuma without his proximity to the PLP. Nothing.
But he didn't do that much.
No.
Who else has done
Chester
that much?
Chester is the deputy leader. Chester is financially endowed. Chester is a businessman. He has business acumen, very clear understanding. He understands how to manipulate what he has to get to his objective.
Okay, so didn't Brave, when Brave was the deputy leader of the PLP under who? Perry Glasgow and Christie. Why he didn't do it?
Brave Davis is a lawyer.
Okay, so what you trying to tell me? Are you trying to tell you the same thing?
A businessman and a lawyer is two different people.
The businessman is the one we need. President Trump is a businessman.
It's the one you need.
We need.
This ain't the one that the stalwarts need. They already didn't put what they needed to put.
Man, they need a friggin' headstone. That's what they need. Put them in the cemetery. Y'all get them on my nerve again.
Stop.
I mean, so quick.
Stop killing the people. Stop killing the people.
When Moses was leading the children of Israel, what they say? This crew got to die first. Only two can make it.
And Moses still ain't end up seeing the promised land.
Because he believing in them. And you look at you and believing them, you're going to end up the same way with them.
No, I tried to show you something.
Yeah, but we got to get rid of these people then.
I tried to show you something.
Because we got to change the station.
If they don't change the constitution within the organization of the PLP, Chester Cooper, in his current position, Chester Cooper has time to give to this organization. He has to, for years people have been talking about how Brave Davis was the go-to man, for years.
Yes, he was.
They say, man, if I needed anything done,
Brave
Davis was the one. Perry Christie.
Used to go to Brave.
Okay.
I was there when he did it.
Okay. Perry Christie, if Perry couldn't do it, Perry would say, go to?
Brave. Okay. I saw it myself.
Okay.
On Prince Charles.
You know how much Brave put in to even be... Okay, that's all you have to... I tried to tell you something. Do you know how much years?
Oh, God, help us all.
Do you know what this man... We don't even know what he is given. We don't know. I'm not talking about a monetary value.
He did a lot.
I'm not talking about a monetary value. I'm not talking about money. We don't even know what this has caused him and his family for what he has given to these men for eventually and hopefully in the future they can say that he's the go-to man.
I agree with you, Howard.
Now he is the prime minister of this country. When you all say he couldn't travel, when you all say he couldn't do this, he couldn't do that, he is the prime minister of this country. When you say, well, he didn't really win by the popular vote, only 37% of the people voted out of 65%, blah, 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 blah. He is the prime minister. You know what he had to go through to get that?
Only now I see...
The PLP put him through hell.
Only now, though. Only now, recently, like really recently, I've seen Philip Brave Davis now acting and speaking like a prime minister. Only now. All this other 3.5 years.
Because it's slipping from him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Only now. See, I'm trying to be honest.
It's slipping away from him.
I hope that ain't Sparky who's trying to call you.
Sparky when he called, right?
Line him me.
Sparky called, spoke already. Okay. I don't know if he's going to call back, right?
Okay.
But it's slipping away from him. He could feel it slipping away from him, so he has to be able to stir himself up.
He's trying to get stronger.
I don't know.
I say for me.
I don't know. Okay.
For me.
For us, if he's going to go the traditional route and continue to take the same course that he's done, that the PLP has taken over the years, it's too late for him. He can't do anything.
I feel disrespected.
He hasn't taken care of the internal people within the PLP. He hasn't taken care of these external allegations levied against the government of the Bahamas in terms of corruption. He hasn't dealt with that accordingly. He hasn't he's put all his eggs in the basket of change.
Uh-huh.
He's done all these particular things. So if he travels the traditional line of the PLP, it's too late for him.
Yes.
However, he could be radical. He can be.
In which way?
He can be radical by firing a great deal of people and speaking with transparency. The other night he came, yesterday, I talked about this yesterday.
Well, you're in a firing mood, boy. Hey, you talk about this firing.
Fire some people, man.
You look like you could be in charge of the firing squad.
Got to fire some people, man.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we ain't got to hang people, you know. We could just put them in front of a firing squad.
Yesterday, this is the paper yesterday. Oh, I'm sorry, Monday. Monday, December 23rd, you can be able to find this. The CCA files for bankruptcy. $1.6 billion judgment crippling. And then also the Prime Minister tells the PLP to stop infighting.
Yeah, I saw that. I heard you talk about that.
The Prime Minister tells the PLP to stop infighting.
He was on fire, too.
And then the Prime Minister starts to say to the people, his people, and they say, tonight I can talk to you all real. Well, damn it, we want you to be real with us.
Well, of course you are cuss boy. Right? These people.
Listen, you could go to your PLP people and say you could talk to them real. No, come to us and be real.
Yeah, let's hear it from you.
Talk to us
as
real.
As a people. As a people.
Listen, leave your jacket home and put your bush jacket on.
I know what you want to say. You didn't want to say jacket.
Come out here. No.
You want to put it on the big
cross.
You
don't want no formality. We don't want formality.
Yeah.
We want transparency. We want honesty. We want you come in your bush jacket. We want you say, now look here, I know a couple of these fellas. There's my lodge brothers. They got to go to jail too. Oh, just be real with me. I don't know who they is. I just say that hypothetically. I'm saying to you, whatever it takes for you to be radical, for the people to say, oh, Jesus, this is a different brave. This is a new day brave we've been waiting on from the get-go. He just reached now. Let's hear him out.
They'll give him a chance to hear him out.
The least the Bahamian people can do is give you a chance to hear you out.
Yeah.
Now, if you're talking foolishness.
Or you're inconsistent.
They can say, hold on, this man talking mess.
Mm.
But if you come to us, you ask to be real, you're transparent, and you make some big moves, bam, 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 oh my God, you may win.
Talking fool is a serious thing.
Let's take one call before we go to break. Caller, go ahead.
Thank you so much, sir. Listen, I'd like to thank you all for elevating the consciousness of the Bahamian public. A lot of us have learned a lot from you all.
Thank you, my friend.
And just take some constructive criticism.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You've got to remember in your time on the radio, it's about answer and question period also. Allow people to ask. That is how learning takes place.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you ask me, Howard should have been a long-distance runner. Mm. Very long-winded.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you annoy people with them calling and can't get in. Now, your chronic callers, you see, you know their names. You just say, Sparky, mm-hmm. you know Pumpkin, you know C.A. Smith, you know. You know certain people, but thousands of other people would want to call in or try to call in. I was on the phone just 20 minutes now waiting for you.
I appreciate
you. You got to allow people. I like your show, but you got to allow people to call in. Other people want to say things. This is how we learn, because otherwise, you don't call it a market and what happened in this country. Other people have input also who would like to share with you. And you could probably learn from them too, Howard, although you're very knowledgeable.
I thank you very much.
But you need to allow.
I can take this chastisement. Go ahead.
Okay. And thank you very much for elevating the consciousness of the Bahamian public. I don't know if you all noticed the questions. They're profound, educational, and everybody taking the time. They know the law now. They just can't say anything on the phone no more or on the talk show. That's what we're looking for. We're elevating our public.
Yeah.
And you all are getting sensible questions. And nobody's jumping up and just accusing people anymore. They have to say alleged. That's the word Bahamians didn't know. We just don't. He's an alleged thief.
Yeah.
You can't just call people things you want to call them anymore.
I like you.
I mean, learning the public out there learning a lot from you all. So allow them to call in.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you don't corner the market in politics.
Okay. Well, go ahead with your question now.
No, I don't have a question. I just
you only called to give me a little chance. I appreciate your Christmas gift.
Thank you.
I appreciate your Christmas gift. I like this.
God became your wingman.
I appreciate it.
See this, remember the phone.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate the little Christmas gift you gave me. Let me take one more call before the break. Go ahead, caller. Hey, go ahead.
Hey, Papa.
Hey, what's up, Papa?
How y'all doing?
Everything good, man. What's up?
See you since greeting. Thank God for life as usual, man. I don't want to agree with what God to say. I don't know how much it could save the PLP if Chester was the leader right now. Maybe Glennis. Maybe a Glennis and Vaughn Miller or something like that.
Vaughn Miller?
Okay, that's a, that's my opinion. Or let's say Glennis. If it leave up to me, them two would have been leader and deputy, but let's say Glennis, but not with Davis. He's sitting right there while all this foolishness is going on. I remember him one time on the mic about they can do as they see. He gives them the power they can do as they see fit sound like. And I think he's wrong with that. But what I agree with, I think God was saying it. With the name Lincoln? Mm-hmm. Yes, like he bring a baggage with him. He get the right message, but not him. It shouldn't be him. Mm. And he should. That's the thing about these leaders. They're so politically stupid and dumb. They think it all about them like somebody loved them or liked them so damn much. When they're supposed to be smart enough to put the right person there who can get everybody. Or who people like more.
But Lincoln already showed you what this was about when they had the by-election in West Grand Bahama.
Listen to me. Man, they could do better than any of them.
But that's Lincoln set the situation up.
That's their business. I don't give up nothing about that, right? But I just was telling you, I believe they could attract more people if Lincoln would step down now. He done do a lot of work. Ain't nobody tell him go home, go dead or nothing. No, just let somebody else lead it. We get a lot of smart people in the country. Who people might be persuaded to my chance. But with Lincoln right now, Lincoln's son, listen to me, politically, the word is the U.S., like how they say U.S. alert, yes. Politically, son, politically crazy, like how a politically proper son, dumb and stupid politically, maybe. Yeah, these people, I'm tired of the bunch of crap with these politicians on both sides being getting us over here. Now Lincoln coming like he crazy dumb too. Like he don't understand it ain't about him, it's about us. Like we want to change. We will know someone who could come in here and maybe deal with the unions, make it better for the workers of the country. Who could excuse whatsoever political persuasion there is and whosoever's the government work with them. Someone who could stop us from wasting money. Like how Trump dealing with Elon over that way. They're the kind of things they should be working on with it. Putting Melinda there to work with the union people. Not just the teachers union, all the unions, give them whatever that is. They say the government don't give them, promising them to sign memorandum and then freaking out on them. So who say with the government, we can have vehement people who understand it. It ain't about your family, friends, and lovers. It's the best person for the job. I think it should be about the best person for the job. I don't know. How you feel about that?
I like it, Papa. I agree with you 100%. Now, I don't know whether I'm kindly for that. Papa, if you want to call back, I have no problem taking that telephone call. Guys, I got to take this quick break. I'm going to be right back after this.
This Christmas, Fidelity Bank is still the one. With one easy monthly payment, one fantastic way to save, and one chance to win $5,000 in extra cash. Make that move to Fidelity Bank and apply for a personal loan for a chance to win extra cash today. Call 356-7764 for more details.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This holiday season, stay connected to the ones you love with Alive. Switch today and get 5 gigabytes of data free with your first 30 days of sharing holiday moments or enjoying Junkanoo Bay. Alive keeps you connected all season long. Visit BeAlive.com to make the switch today. It's good to be alive.
Ho, ho, ho!
Get ready for Jingle All the Pay grand event with Everybody Wins. You can win a Cybertruck, a split of $50,000, and loads of more cash prizes via Spin the Wheel and the Cash Vault. It all goes down December 27th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the FML Lawn. To earn a ticket to win, spend $20 between December 9th and 27th at participating Everybody Wins stores. The more tickets, the more chances to win. It's going to be live DJ, food, prizes, and surprises. It's the Jingle All the Pay grand event with Everybody Wins. Game responsibly.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Happy holidays, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful and wonderful Christmas.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. The text lines, phone lines, everything's wide open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Howard and Garth, this is happy holidays to both of your families. Hopefully a better new year in 2025. Always a great listen to you both together. Garth, I'm one missing TV on Sundays for your show. And also, I agree, it's too many lawyers in the House of Assembly. Need a balance, more businessmen. I have a theory about that. And I know a lot of us look at these things on the surface and make a determination based upon surface, based upon what you believe is a regurgitation, a relentless repeat of the exact same thing. You need to understand the back working of these things and how these things are working. So we could talk about that. It says, good afternoon, gentlemen. Can I have Mr. Garth's business number, please? I would like to buy a bottle of honey from him. So I'm sure, God, I don't know if you got any honey, right? It says, Chester Cooper is not prime minister material. I disagree with you. Now, in the light of how the PLP is structured, the PLP is not prepared for Chester Cooper in his current, position.
In his potential, yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Almost like there needs to be a transfiguration, right? You can't ascend with this body. You have to leave this aside. This body of business, this body that understands that I can't do for everyone. No, you have to leave that. For you to ascend to the Mount of Olives, to the Mount Heron, for you to be able to ascend to the Mount of PLPs, you have to leave some things aside. Chester has to go through years. Nobody call you and say, I could go to Chester for nothing yet.
That's why they do that to Robin.
I can't say that he's not one of these guys, but no one in the PLP, okay, the PLP have an infighting issues right now.
That's why they do Robin like that, Robin lines. They do the same thing to Hal.
The PLP have an infighting issues right now. Now, keep in mind that this monster, this gravelicious monster that's built in the PLP that expects you to give them something, that was built by the PLP.
Yeah, for the grassroots.
They build that. They started off as small political hyenas. Now they are mammoths.
They're coyotes.
They are mammoths and they howl all evening. They expect something. Y'all cost that.
Mm.
Now, you can't fix that. All you got to do is feed them.
Well, how about your lines lit right up like Christmas?
Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, good day, Howard.
Hey, baby, what's happening with you? Merry Christmas.
Bev, how are you?
Season's greetings to you, both, and to your family.
Yes.
Thank you, my dear. Appreciate it.
And listen, politically speaking, y'all please stop upsetting Papa on this good blessed holiday coming, okay?
Papa's a guy.
Papa's the one who could see what's going on.
Dying go for those politically who are upsetting Papa.
Hmm.
Okay. And Howard, I kind of agree with you. I can see a Chester Cooper leading. Mind you, you're saying he have to put years in, but I don't feel like, because the PLP, even though they know, they have this thing that they do there, I feel like because they pick him as deputy leader, I'm hoping that they see his skill, and I believe they are going to make him the next leader, you know, because there is nothing much at this point that Prime Minister Davis can do.
Hold on. Before you go further.
Look at him again.
Before you go further.
Because going in, we really and truly had high hopes. There was some of us, I should say.
Mm.
Mm.
Shane Gibson was looking for a nomination to West Grand Bahama. He didn't get that. Whatever pushback he got, even the chairman has taken on the position and said, some people just got to let some things go.
You got to move on.
I remember that.
Okay, now watch me. Watch me. All of a sudden, a group of people in the PLP clothes, shows up and say, Brave got to go. Brave got to go. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I'm trying to show something. I'm trying to show you something. Mm. Chester Cooper hasn't, he hasn't given the time in the organization yet to get that kind of allegiance in the organization. How you gonna put Chester Cooper as the leader of the PLP and you forget Shane Gibson there? You forget these other men them right there? They right there?
You gotta remember that Shane Gibson counted himself out, you know.
Never.
When that scandal hit him, well, scandal on top of scandal hit.
I can tell you, we may have counted him out. We may have counted him out, but he never counted himself out.
I feel like the reason why he didn't get the nomination for West Grand Bahama and Bimini, you know, please excuse what I'm about to say. I think there was not enough shingles there for him.
No. If we can use this kind of analogy, he is a contractor extraordinaire. He's make shingles. He know how to do this. He got relationships local and abroad. We watch him for years.
Yes, because him and Obi Wishcombe has kind of the same type of personality. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to being ambassadorial type people.
So he was a threat, other words, the leadership. So you keep him on the outside.
The only reason he even backed down is because of a conversation. I am convinced about this. Mm-hmm. This ain't because I know this. I'm convinced about this.
I believe he's promised something in the next general election. So
I am convinced that someone say, baby, calm down for right now. We can take care of you, bang, 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 and make sure you get bang, bang, bang.
I could see that conversation. That's how these things has happened. I can see that. Yeah.
But I only say that to say you can't count a Shane Gibson out.
No.
You can't count Jerome Fitzgerald out.
No, but I am watching. You know, he a lot of things going on.
Listen, if Brave Davis was to leave,
but he's one to watch too. But I like Glennis Hannah Martin. Give me her. I will take her any day as leader. I mean, starting today, I will take her as leader.
Listen,
I think she have what it takes to push this country a little forward now, and to build the PLP back.
She can try to do it with grace. She can try to do it with grace and elegance. The PLPs will devour her. Going up here.
She's
the same one who stepped back. She stepped back. Her and Alfred says.
Yes, but she's a political beast when she needs to be.
Okay. Well, we needed her to be, and she wasn't. She took on this position, and she's done well.
And they try to mash her down. I think she'll tear them up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I appreciate your telephone call, my dear. You're a good, decent woman. But you can't. Listen, there's a deep bench in the PLP. Men and women who have served that you may have forgotten about. But the PLP has never forgotten about these men and women. And one thing I like about them, say for what's happening right now, is they know their position. Mm-hmm. Every one of them know your role. Mm-hmm. They shut their mouth and know their role. They do what they have to do. Now, when it's time for all this to be dissolved and democracy to be able to take its place in the organization, then you see some different things. Next telephone call, go ahead. Caller, go ahead. Next call. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, hey, good afternoon to both of you.
Hey, what's up, Cialan?
Yes, Cialan here. You know, the problem with the concept you give of the Progressive Liberal Party, maybe all of the parties, is by the time the individuals get to the leadership position, they're past their sell date. Because especially now that the world is changing aggressively.
But we in this country like old...
No, but do you see in the newspaper where they say by 2050... the population shift that will happen in the Bahamas. It's happening right now in real time. The problem is that it's a chokehold at the top that doesn't allow the individual to ascend to the top to the thing because of the family, friends, lovers, foreigners. And if you happen to be more than one of those, you can move up even faster. The problem is that decentralization of governance is happening whether we want to believe it or not. And so people are becoming less and less dependent on governments to achieve. You know, this concept of what they say reverse globalization is happening, nationalistic. Look around the world, nationalistic type governments are coming to power. The problem is that we have not built the infrastructure for a country would consider a developing country to allow individuals to get into the new global economy that is happening. What is happening now is digitization, digitalization, datafication, segmentation, fractionalization, tokenization, securitization. All of these things is the decentralizing of governance and the global economy. We don't have this type of conversation. And so, you know, the question then becomes, can you find a leader that can find people who are opposed to pretending? The problem is that we have MPs who become all-knowing once they're elected. But if you look at the global companies and you like to look at these new companies that come out, right? It isn't the people, it's the person with the vision, and then he goes and find the people who could help carry the ship, you know, down below, up above, in the cabin with him, and all these different things that can execute. And you see companies coming and going instantly. But what we have is, even from our business sector, you see duplication of the merchant class.
Mm.
It's not the merchant class we need. We need new money to flow into the country, even for tourism. Here in Grand Bahama, we're crying. Check this out, man. Grand Bahama, we're crying that we need development. But a survey, which I would happen to be a participant of in 2009, said we needed 14,500. Go and listen to all of Obadiah Wilstrom's statements. The exact figures I'm giving you, because he was privileged to the report I give him. 14,500 bed and breakfast, they call it keys, in Grand Bahama. That is just singularly, that is for the hospitality industry. When you start talking now about health tourism, when you start talking about religious tourism, when you start talking about educational tourism, where, as an example, hospitals are denied entry into the United States for just for education purpose,
mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be nice if they just park themselves in the Bahamas and technology now allow them to attend school? The reason why they can't attend school in other parts of the Caribbean and South America, they don't, even as bad as our electricity is, they don't have the stable electricity, they don't have the stable infrastructure. So wouldn't it be nice for them to be on Grand Bahama and attend school someplace?
Yeah, but I believe that's the negotiation. They have to find themselves in the position that they can negotiate for growth and development. And that's one of the things that we've been advocating for, that a lot of people come in and travel this line of tradition rather than being able to look at the landscape and make an assessment of what needs to happen from a traditional standpoint and at least bake in the progressive technology so things can be able to happen. Let's take this quick break, guys, and be right back after this.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. Tonight, our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255. 267.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Erin Green, wishing you and your family happiness, peace, and mangoes this holiday season and throughout the new year from Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. The lines are open. If you want to be able to do that, I got the lines lit right up right now in the studio here with Garth. It's Christmas Eve holiday, just being able to talk the politics that we always do and just being able to see whether or not there is at least a posture, a desire for rejuvenation, regrowth, and whether or not organizations seek to kind of do the right thing and move in a different direction. For the most part, I believe you're going to have hell on your hand trying to be able to deal with the tradition of the PLP. Now, there's a text that's coming through. It says, what the last caller was smoking? Von Miller? What if something happens to Glennis? Said, Diablo is a liar. That's what it says. So it says, Merry Christmas, Harden guys. FNM, FNM, FNM always. It's a text that's coming through. So it says, Hannah Martin for leadership of the PLP. Okay, I'm going to fight you. It says, it could be anybody, anybody, because Brave has done nothing to find him or her, less likely her. This is a text that's coming through. It says, Howard, what y'all think about Fred Mitchell as prime minister? It didn't say Mitchell, but that's his name. These people are indecent. I just want to be able to be tell you that. It says, can the CNY get critical thinker to speak their natural resources agenda? Because he has been the only consistent educator of the subject for 2 decades. Let's take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, man?
Everything cool. They say not Brother Warren.
No, yeah, they say not Brother Warren. So they say not Brother Warren.
Not Brother Warren? Brother Warren is a decent human being. Boy, I love him. Boy, I bigger than politics. Humans like Brother Warren and behemoths like them. Yeah, I could deal with them. Like Glennis, too. Mm-hmm. Glennis see beyond politics. She's a hardcore PLP. She won the best for the PLP. She's fighting right for the PLP. But Glennis respect everybody, boy. FNM or whosoever, boy.
You think that the PLP caucus will be able to have them?
Say it again?
You saying that the PLP caucus will have them?
No, I'm saying they should be proud and thank God to have people like them around and know what else around there.
Yeah.
I mean, when you compare them with political filth like Jerome Fitzgerald.
Oh, my God. Come on, Papa. You can't do that.
No,
Papa,
you can't
do that, Bill. Papa. You can't call them bad filth.
Okay. On the rally stage and different things, they say politically garbage juice.
Okay, now go ahead. Go ahead.
A bucket of garbage juice.
You expanded it, Papa. You made your point. Don't fight. Go ahead.
Okay. When you call Jerome Fitzgerald, I say, what do you mean? He ain't mean no leadership. No.
I didn't say... Listen, I am saying that these men and women, I didn't call Fred Mitchell's name, I didn't call Alfred Sayers, but these are men and women, including Glennis Hannah, who have had aspirations.
Grant, don't mix Glennis and...
No, I'm saying that they aspire towards leadership. I didn't say whether they was good or bad or indifferent.
You believe Jerome expired his leadership?
Yeah, man. What you mean? What you think he got into it for?
He already said he wasn't running, now he's running again? No, man, it can't be so.
He obviously got a second win.
Something you said. You said, and I agree with you. I remember Mr. Christie tell us, go to Brave. I used to laugh because I know Mr. Christie's leader when they called me to my house and tell me come work with them because, you know, I born into an FNM family. Mm-hmm. And we used to laugh. They're trying to make us to know, like, how powerful Brave is. And it didn't mean nothing to people like me. Levon was still alive. Pearly L, I might sound out of way a little bit. As soon as I get something to eat, I might sound better. But sometimes I be in a bad mood. And then I get in all the time, 54 on the 29th of November. I start thinking about people who done dead and stuff and people who I miss and stuff like that around Christmas used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, anyhow. But, Brave, right? With Mr. Davis, right? I was trying to tell you, I agree with you when you say, we don't know what he had to give up to get to the stage. It take long way. Now, God.
It take long. But he was working.
Long. He had to do a lot of sacrifice and stuff like that. And I say that to say this, right? Howard, all of that he give up and what we don't even know what he give up, he done get it down back. He's the prime minister right now. This big one wouldn't even answer his phone for us who been working out here for him because he never did like us. We never know he's no Haitian. He tell the people he's a Haitian. We know he Marty Powers. The human, we never know he's Haitian. Now he can't, like, he hate us. I thought he used to serve in the chief.
Because he answer your phone, Papa, that's a little bit extreme.
Huh?
Because he answer your phone, he can't, like, he hate you?
This ain't, say what?
I'm asking you, because he didn't answer your telephone call, do you interpret that like he hates you? Talk to me.
Listen to me. I wait directly with him and Fred. He used to tell me what on Papa this Fred calling around 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning, okay? Politically, I know these Negroes, them. I know them. Don't wait the same place.
He ain't either. Just be like that for true.
Gordon said, God has made a way for me to still.
They just be like that for true.
If it leave up to them, they want me dead. You understand what I say? They don't like guys. Criticize them. I big them up when they need to get bigger. But I thought beef the boss and their servants, but no. They want us to kiss up to them. So I saying all this to say, I still like him a little bit, right? Because I remember the good he do for people. I go on to him and get help for people. He helped me. He helped people. But it looked like, I always to say to him, he looks like he's two things, so we can have a good impression with him. But he tell me one time, and I tell him, but someone, oh, really? He said, but Papa, I don't need no more dependence, boy. I didn't know what that meaning. He teach me what that meaning. I say, he must be
getting deep. Papa, we don't need to hear the backstory of your birthday in this conversation.
He's the prime minister now, right?
Yes.
He then get everything what he give to us. When they say, go to Brave straight. We can walk Brave home. We can send Brave home now. He relax. Don't worry about him pretending. He only pump faking on that radio like he care. He wouldn't even fire no one. He get a whole maybe cabinet minister, high-ranking politician with Americans and say, mix up in drugs and drug dealing.
But listen what I said, Papa. This is what I said, Papa, and I appreciate your telephone call. I got the lines lit right up, and I do appreciate it. Happy holidays to you and your family. Merry Christmas to you. But this is what I said. The Prime Minister needs to be real with the Bahamian people and be transparent and deal with some things that needs to be dealt with. Let's take a next telephone call. Caller, go ahead real quick.
Yes, Howard.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, this it's a pleasure to have a talk with you for the first time.
Thank you, my brother.
And I'm going to say Merry Christmas to you and a healthy, a long living New Year's to come.
Thank you, my brother.
Brave Davis is the prime minister. He's our prime minister today. Yep. Lyndon time.
Okay.
And we always wondered, one time you saw a fellow walking on the East-West Highway before they cut them hills down, but used to say to Sir Lyndon and the country, but balancing the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And Brave Davis had three prime ministers before him. Yeah, Hubert Ingraham, Perry Christie, Hubert Minnis, and then he. And he said, and all of these prime ministers said, that the Freedom of Information Act, for us to understand in this country, to know how this country is going to sustain this country, take care of the hundreds of thousands of poor people in the country who they lean on. Feed the crumbs to the couple of people what they give something to who have a bunch of family and so forth, and then the masses die and suffer. We have people walking the street eating out the garbage. You go by Wendy's, by Marathon, and every business place that you see people, fellas, women on the street hustling and bustling. Wow. They don't care but us, Howard.
Wow.
And every talk show host would come up like you. I didn't say you now, but you now. They got some shingles for you too. And then
I need three pallets.
Everyone that talk shows would come up like you and talk and speak for the country and its people. They got shingles for to put them in making them ambassadors and some place in gaming board. Howard, please, for God's sake, don't go that way.
Don't take the shingles.
No, Howard. For God's sake, keep chiming for your Bahamian people. There's very, very few of us. We need to put the pressure on them.
I like it.
Now and straight through until the general election. Howard,
I like it.
Don't accept it, Howard. You got children.
Yes,
and then
sir.
You can have grandchildren and so forth. And we don't need to go through this punishment and suffering anymore.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate your telephone call. That is the show for the day, guys. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to do that. On Friday, when we get back, we'll be able to break down the analysis for the Free National Movement that Garth put out there. Garth, I want you to join me on Friday if you can. All right? For the Free National Movement and for the COI in the person of Lincoln Bean. Started to be able to talk about how he believes that this leadership in the Free National Movement, if it shifted, the party would be different. If the leadership shifted in the COI, then the party would be different. And I disagree with you. And so I will be able to break down why I disagree with you. We started it off. We talked about Chester. So we're going to break it down. Enjoy your business. I pray that the Father watches over you. And you may not necessarily get those things that your heart desires. But know that you're in a position that all your needs are being fulfilled. And once you align yourself properly with faith, with determination, with a very clear understanding, always lifting your heads to the hills, that gift that you've been looking for, that gift of fulfillment, that gift of purpose, you can be able to get that. Capture that and fulfill the purpose that you've been called to in this life. I want to be able to wish you and yours a Merry Christmas for me and mine and all of us here at the Foundation on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We see you on Friday. God spare our lives. Have a beautiful day, guys.
And they'll be shocked to find what they will see. No change in your ashtray and your card on E. And so I'm offering this PSA.
Boy, the thief and auto, yeah, you better watch yourself.